I love you all. I don't know if I say that enough to you, but I do. My voice is about a half octave lower than usual today. Some tomato juice went down my throat the wrong way last night, and it was not very attractive. And I haven't quite gotten over it. And our next door neighbors just to the south of us have a fire pit, and I'm sure that they get that thing going in the winter, but they especially love to fire that thing up when there's a nice southerly breeze coming right into our house. So between tomato juice and smoke, I'm a little hoarse today, so if you're having any trouble hearing me, just, you know, give me a sign and I'll speak up, just in baritone instead. The title of today's talk is actually The Unity in Community. It showed up on the slide as Unity in the Community. Same thing. We had a wonderful board training session on Friday. Kind of training, kind of retreat, lots of laughter, and lots of food. And the desserts kind of took the day, so the afternoon was pretty rowdy. And we had the best time. And we talked about a lot of the things that are important to this community. And so I'd just like you for a moment, you don't have to say anything out loud, I'd just like for you to think for a moment why it is that you're here. Why are you here today? You could be anywhere else. You could have decided that you would rather sleep than come to church. Or you just didn't feel like making the drive, but you did. And there's a reason that you're here. And I would suggest that it's more than just the music and the message that you get here on Sunday morning. It's also because you're with people who are of like mind, but also of different mind. If we're talking about diversity today, we all have a different story. We all came from different places. We all have something in our journey that has made us unique. Everything in our journey has made us unique. It's important for us to have a place to tell our story, to let ourselves be known, and to let ourselves be seen. And we may feel like we don't want people to see us. That's okay, just let me be back here in the corner or in the shadows. But in truth, we all want to be seen. We want to know that we're valued. We want to know that people see us. Oh, baby. That's tomato juice. Oh, goodness. I'm pretty sure that that's not what Jetty is supplying to that baby at this point. We need each other, my friends. We need each other in community. And I'd like to share something with you that that came from a leadership manual that talked about what's needed in leadership and what we need to acknowledge in the leadership of our communities. And you see, we're all leaders. I'm not just talking about me. I'm not just talking about Kit. I'm talking about all of us in the teams that we lead, in the families that we lead, in the way we deal with our children, our nieces and nephews. We're all leaders. We're leaders of our own lives. So what's important in leadership is to belong, to have a sense of belonging, some feeling, the acknowledgement of fear, compassion, confidence, kindness, friendliness, and mercy. I got these list of attributes From the Air Force Leadership Manual 35-15, published in 1948. To belong, a sense of belonging, feeling, acknowledging fear, compassion, confidence, kindness, friendliness, and mercy. Is that what we do here? Is that what we want here? Is that what we practice here? You see, the antithesis of this, stop it. The antithesis of this is a feeling of not belonging, being shut down emotionally, living in fear, and usually fears about losing something or not having something. Could be money, could be health, could be relationship, could be home. The antithesis of these qualities is a lack of compassion, or that's also called judgment, uncertainty, unkindness, underhandedness, apathy, and unforgiveness. Those are the opposite qualities. And so if we're going to look at the qualities and attributes that we'd like to embody here as a community, we also have to look at what the shadow of that is, because they coexist. And here's what's fun about being in a church, not just our church, any church. Any of you who've been around children, either your own or somebody else's, think back to a time when they were about 5 years old, maybe in preschool. And the kids were just great report about how they did during the day at kindergarten. And then they get in a car and they become little monsters. You know, they melt down. They have little fits about things. They cry, they're angry, sometimes they throw things. I speak from experience. And the reason kids do this is because they've been on their good behavior all day long, and now they're with mom, dad, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a caregiver, and they're safe to let all of the feelings they've had just bubble out, because they're in their safe place. They can let it all out and know that it's okay. So you understand what I'm talking about here? Do you know churches are just like that? Stay with me for a second here. I was ordained in 1992, so I have a little bit of experience with being around different churches. And my parents are both ministers in the Methodist Church, so retired now, but we have stories. And so sometimes when we come to church, we see the very best of people, the most angelic behavior, the most beloved acts of kindness and service. And then we also see how people can be petty and judgmental and quick to anger and quick to pick up their toys and go home and play on their own. Thank you very much. It's natural. It's normal. But I'm inviting us to be more conscious of when we're in that space. That's all. Why else are we called to be together except to be in a laboratory of growth, to be able to come to a safe place with each other where we can be authentic, where we can also check ourselves, where we can also allow ourselves to be coached into a higher way of living, one that's more in alignment with who we really are And so that's what we do here with each other. So besides having the story of our own lives, we can make up stories about churches, things in churches. And it's especially around change. Change. Changing things up in church. I have to say, I have little tremors whenever I decide it's about time to switch something up. So when I stood up a moment ago and asked you to just kind of stay where you are in your little hug circles, we're all family here. How many of you just went, I just hate that we're doing it that way? Just hate it. Let me just propose to you that in the scheme of your life, 90 seconds to 3 minutes of adjusting behavior is not a big deal. There are no less hugs in the world, because my guess is we will be making up those hugs along the way. We will be filling up our hug bank before we leave the building today. You see? And this is not about, this isn't a, there's no story about how, the minister is not wanting to encourage intimacy. That's not it at all. I want us to be close to each other. That's my deepest desire, is that we can be close and intimate and real with each other. And there are so many ways that we can experience that. We can break bread together. We can pull weeds together. We can help out with our children. Yeah, like the real weeds and, the symbolic weeds. There are so many ways that we can do that. If you come here with any fear in your life, and we all do, here is the place where we can find someone to stand with us in our fear and know the truth for ourselves. They will help us to remember. It requires us to open our hearts up and say, man, I got something that's really just... I'm going to call it a burr under your saddle blanket. You got something that's really, really bothering you. Find somebody you trust and love and can be vulnerable with. Or, better yet, find a stranger. Sometimes that's easier. And just because, they're probably not going to judge. Do you judge people if they come to you and say, I need some help? I mean, do you? Of course not. Somebody came to you and said, I've got something that's on my heart, and I really need to speak to somebody else about it. You're going to say, oh, man, I thought you had it all together. Sorry. You need to find somebody else or go. Yeah. Not going to do that. Likewise, we can feel free to do that with each other. This community here is not about walking in here, getting an hour's worth of entertainment, and going home. That's not what we're about. You are about growing in your spiritual maturity. You're about being flexible, about being malleable, about being growthful. I'll tell you what, some of the more life experienced people in this community who've had more time to experience life, I'm going to use that forever, are the ones who are still looking for opportunities for growth and most willing to do it. it's not like you reach a certain point in your chronology where you go, done. I got that spiritual business licked. I've got nothing else to learn in this life. Come talk to me. You better run the other way if anybody ever says that to you. I have the answers. I have the answers. I have all the answers. No. And so we're going to be teaching later on this year from Brené Brown's book called Dare to Lead. Whew. Powerful, powerful material. And it's going to be for everybody because everybody is a leader somewhere. And one of the things that she promotes, and I love this phrase, strong back, soft front, wild heart. Don't you love that? Thank you, Brené Brown. Thank you, if you're watching, Brené Brown, thank you so much. She's probably got little things on her her technology end where people who mention her name, she gets pinged on it. That'd be great. Hey, Brené. strong back, soft front, wild heart. Because we don't want to be people who are unforgiving. We don't want to be people who judge. We don't want to be people who run off with a story that we make up. Have you? You've done that. I've done that. I've decided that this is what's going on, and I've got a whole story about it. And none of it's grounded in truth. It's just something I created that I'm amusing myself with, that I'm getting upset about. And there's nothing to it. We do that. It's like what we've talked about before, having conversations with other people that aren't in front of us. It's all right in here. And I'm going to say to them, okay, well, fine. And so we have this whole thing going on in our heads for our own entertainment. That's so silly, isn't it? Well, I'll just tell them. No, you're not. You're not going to do that. That's just in your head. But what we can learn to do here is to be healthy and to have good boundaries and to be able to communicate authentically and with compassion and to be safe places for each other. Would that be okay with you? Are you willing to be those people? Because I do think of all the places that I've been in my life, all the people that I've served in different church communities, spiritual communities, that this one right here has an extraordinary capacity for being a beacon, a light, going out from beyond this place and bringing something that didn't exist there before. Because you are part of something greater by being right here. You know, I just wish that, you remember one of the old, I think it was RKO Studios, had the tower with the little beep, 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 beep things. Am I showing my age? My years of life experience. I wish that we had those visible little beaming out. So we're just going to have to do it energetically. We can do that. And you see, our family is bigger than what's just right here. If we ever had a Sunday where everybody who's ever been here was all here at the same time, whew, well, we wouldn't have enough chairs. So we'd have to do something about that. We'd be SRO and standing room only. And it's not just minister code or anything. If we were all together at one time, holy cow. But what we can do is to let our life be bigger than what's contained in our own bodies. We can let energy expand from us so that wherever we go, we are in our greatest attempt to be the best that we can be. And to acknowledge the days when we're not living up to the internal standards that we know are possible for us. And that internal standard would be the God life, the spirit life. That when we have those days, we can have those around us who coach us, who love us, who remember for us what the truth really is about us. Would you be willing to be soft enough on the front, strong enough in the back, and wild enough in your heart to be that person with someone else? Big breath. Take a big breath. So, you know, one of the things that can just devastate a church community, and you've seen it happen, is gossip and being in cliques. And we do that in churches. It just happens. But if you've got a good group of friends, let your good group of friends say, hey, let's reach out and embrace others, shall we? Let's invite others into the circle of love that we're engaging in with each other. Do you know, there are people sitting in this room today who have lost beloved ones in their lives this week, sitting right here amongst us. You don't need to know who they are in order to open your heart out in love and compassion, do you? So will you do that right now? And those of you that I'm speaking about, open your hearts to receive it. Because we know what it's like to suffer a loss. We know that life is also eternal. We know that the pain we feel today isn't going to last forever. Not like it is today. Do you see how you just got all soft? That's the unity of us as one heart, as one people in spirit. No matter what our stories are, no matter where we came from, no matter how long we've been here or not been here, that's who we are as people. That's why we're here. Jesus taught about it. He said, love your neighbor. He said, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you're not about loving yourself, get on with it so that you can be fully present to love others. And then Paul, whether you like him or not, had all these little churches all around the Mediterranean. And he had them planted here and there. And he wrote all those books saying, okay, folks, here's how you live in a community with each other. And he knew how to write to each community because each community had our own little set of problems. We look at that today and we think, well, what was Paul talking about? He was talking about that particular community needing some coaching about how to live with each other and sustain and learn about the Christ life with each other. He's the one who said, the body of Christ, the body of the Christ, the living spirit in each one of us is like a physical body. It has different limbs and organs, and all of those pieces are required for the whole. Every single one of you And those who aren't here today, and those who are back in the kitchen, and our kids over here, and our kids over here, all part of this body and all necessary. So there is unity in the community here. And we try to demonstrate the unity in community, because that's who we are. I invite you to continue to be the beacon that shines out from here by doing things like you do with the food pantry. I got word this week that the Crisis Bread Basket is so pleased that not only are we providing food to them on a regular basis that's not a holiday time, and we're bringing food that's not expired, that's edible. Nobody wants a can of expired tomato sauce. You ever got one of those? Yeah. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants peanut butter that's lost its flavor. We're providing that to the greater community with our love. So why don't we take a moment just to get ourselves together in here. And if there's been a time in your life in this community that you've created a story that may not have been based in fact, if you've stood in judgment of another, if you've been less than who you would like to be and know that you can be, will you just forgive yourself right now? Will you just let that go? Because it's not doing you any good to hold on to it anymore. If there's someone that you need to reach out to because there's unfinished business between you, will you reach into your wild heart right now and rediscover the courage that lives there? If you are shy, if you're not sure how to make contact with others in a meaningful way, will you remember that sometimes just catching eyes with another, or shaking hands, or a gentle touch on a shoulder, it's enough? If you've been carrying something and you need to share that burden with somebody else so that they can help you remember the truth of your life and the truth of the situation, will you find in your strong back the conviction to do something about that? And I ask you to imprint the words upon your heart consciously that are already there in spirit. Kindness, compassion, heartfelt listening, forgiveness, joy. Thank you. courage. The belief that God is your source, the knowing that God is your source, and you lack nothing. Now in this room, in this quiet and safe place, will you just put your hand over your heart? That's where you're feeling everything right now. And if it's been a while since you let yourself be vulnerable, if you've got a few tears that need to leak out, it's just fine. We have tissues. And a room full of people who know that the tears shed by one are shed for all of us. For just a moment, will you be alone, quiet, with your God? And be still. And breathe. And breathe. And breathe. And send the sweet goodness of your heart to everyone in this room. Send it to the kitchen. Send it to our kids in the chaparral room. Send it to our teenagers. Send it to those who are not able to be here today. Send it right down into Wimberley Valley and all the places from whence you come. And now fling that loving energy to the whole world. For if we will not do that, who will? Bless this earth as she goes through her upheavals. Bless all the people upon the earth. And beloved, know that your prayer this day has made a difference. Know that you have woven an even stronger thread through this community. All is well. All is well, and all is well, and so it is.